Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My message today, I'm really going to base on our lesson from Acts chapter 1. Audrey, thank you for reading today. It really makes a difference. I'm going to reference that in my sermon too, the act of reading and serving here at church. Dear friends, do you think that you're living an imitation-worthy kind of life? That your life is worthy to be imitated by someone else? Now, animals have figured out that imitation is a helpful way to learn and to grow and to develop. Take, for example, ducks and their ducklings. You may know this. It has been observed that ducklings identify the very first thing that they see as their mother. And more than that, it's not just that they designate it as their mother, but they begin to mimic and imitate that first thing that they see. It has also been observed that sometimes the first thing that a duckling sees is not its actual birth mother, but sometimes a dog or a cat. And before long, the ducklings kind of wander across the street looking for a fire hydrant, as any dog would do. And it so happens that a duckling wanders along and rubs its head, maybe on your leg, as a cat might do. This might sound really cute to you to have a duckling wander around following you here and there, but can you imagine a duckling going with you inside your house at all times, following you in your car, going then to your workplace? But what about human beings? Are we people that live an imitation kind, a life worthy of imitation? You might be thinking here this morning, no, I'm not perfect. No way, I don't want anyone to imitate me. But any young parent realizes they're going to be imitated by their children. Those habits, good or bad, are going to be repeated by their children. I'm learning this lesson the hard way as a parent. The same can be said about our spiritual lives. Are we living lives that could be imitated with the spiritual life that we live? Now, you might be thinking, oh my goodness, Pastor, I don't want to be imitated. I'm not perfect. I don't want anyone to watch my habits. Boy, if you remember anything, I want you to hear this today. I believe the people of this church, inside the walls today, are excellent examples. Excellent people to be imitated. And it's so needed. You are needed. Did you watch the news this last week? Something happened. I think as I think about what happened in the tragic events, I'm thinking about the power of imitation, but in a bad way. This last week, a terrible shooting took place in Uvalde, Texas. We heard the news, we watched it, saw the horrific events and the play out on how could you not miss it and just be horrified by what happened. We're going to pray here today for God's presence to be with those family members, for teachers, for administrators, for children, for everyone involved in schools. That's important to do that today. But I want to recognize something that I learned this last week. You see, it was the day after the shooting in which we got an email from both principals from our children's school, and they both basically said the same thing. They were sharing with us their new security policy that the front door of the school, of both schools, would be locked for the duration of the school period. And it shouldn't surprise anyone. They didn't explain why, but as parents, we knew why. You know why? The power of imitation. Isn't that sad? That someone might copy a horrific, evil act of what someone else did. You see, we are people that imitate. We take in all sorts of information, good and bad, and we imitate it in our lives. We are, in a sense, kind of like ducklings, I guess. Someone asked you about church today. Pastor told me that I'm kind of like a duckling. Oh, man. We want to learn more than that here this morning. But I want to reiterate the point here today. You are excellent examples. You're people with personalities and attributes that need to be imitated by the community around us. And I speak from my heart when I think about my own children. I want them imitating the members of this church, not what they see on TV, not what they see in social media, not the violence that is out there. We're reminded of the power of imitation, I believe, in Acts chapter 1 here this morning, as we hear about this 12th apostle that is chosen. Now, as we read this, you might come away thinking, why is this little passage here in the Bible? Is it there so I can understand history better? Well, I mean, it does share some history about a 12th apostle being named. Well, is it there just so it can prove a theological point that in the Old Testament there were 12 tribes, in the New Testament there were 12 apostles, therefore fulfilling? Well, I mean, yes, kind of. But I think God was detailing this in the book of Acts. God was saying this. These 12 are people I want imitated for the rest of time. The 12 apostles. Not because they're holier than thou, not because they're perfect, but so that we could have a pattern to imitate and mimic ourselves.